Blog Talk Radio.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together like that. Keep shaking.
For tuning into the BYGP Locker Room Show. I'm Ashley Goodman, and tonight I'll be speaking with Miami Dolphins wide receiver Rashard Matthews. Matthews was born in San Diego and played football in Santa Ana, California at Saddleback High School. In his 2 years catching passes from Colin Kaepernick at Nevada, he had 147 receptions for 2,243 yards and 13 touchdowns. While at Nevada, Matthews was named second team All-WAC as a wide receiver in 2011, and in 2012, he was an honors candidate who was named to the watch list for the Biletnikoff Award, given annually to the nation's top receiver. He was drafted in 2012 by the Miami Dolphins in the seventh round at number 227. Rashard, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, what's going on?
Good. Well, thank you for coming on. We know you're getting ready for to fly out to London, and so we will make this short and sweet. But the Dolphins, like I said, are gearing to fly out to London on Thursday and play the Oakland Raiders. Have you ever been to Europe?
No, I haven't. This is going to be my first time actually traveling over there.
Well, that must be exciting. So what other things do you have planned that you would like to do besides win, of course?
I mean, mainly, you know, just the mission and, you know, the plan is for us to go down there and get a win. You know, we lost the past two games, so, we know this is a business trip and we know what we have to do, so we just want to go down there and get a win and come back happy.
So experiences that have come across, you've had multiple, I'm sure, playing football throughout the years. What ones have you really appreciated along the way of this football journey you've taken?
Overall just being thankful and blessed that I'm at where I'm at today, you know, just to be able to say I've been drafted and, you know, live my dream. You know, I'm having fun, you know, doing what I've always said I wanted to do. And like I said, I'm just living my dream and having fun doing it.
Absolutely. Now, right now, you guys are 1-2. What do you guys feel is not clicking for this Miami team right now, and how do you guys feel like you can get back on track?
I wouldn't necessarily say not clicking. I mean, you know, there's only been one team that's gone undefeated in football, you know, in the history of the NFL. And,
yeah.
You know, you win some, you lose some, you know. Unfortunately, we lost the past two, but – you know, we plan to go to London and beat the Raiders and come back with a win and get to, and keep this season going forward and positive.
Do you ever listen to what the media says or read what's being said about the team and yourself?
Sometimes, you know, I don't really listen to the media, but you know, I have family and friends. You know, they'll you know, contact me and tell me, oh, hey, such and such said this, such and such said that, but overall,
yeah.
I don't like to pay attention to that. You know, once you start paying attention, kind of get caught up and caught into that whole world, which you don't want to do. So sometimes I do, but, you know, most of the time I don't.
What advice would you give young football players today? Because this is geared for high school players striving to play college ball, about social media and keeping track of you know, the stats of what resources scout is saying about, you know, how they are as a player.
I would just say, you know, remain positive and remain focused on the goal at hand, and always be the number one person out there working hard, and, you know, just keep making strides forward and just be positive, and things will take care of itself.
What do you think has helped you along the way get noticed? I mean, going into this Miami, this is your second season with Miami. What do you feel that you did well in that first training camp that you know, caught the eye of Miami's coaching staff?
Actually, my third season, you know. But,
oh, I'm sorry. It's your third season, yeah.
No, it's fine. I just think, you know, that
I'm sorry, what was that? We're getting some disconnect on that.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying just the way how competitive I am each and every day at practice.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people outside don't realize that. You know, they just look at the games, but they don't realize that every day is like a game for us at practice, and you have to perform every day. You know, at practice, you have to perform in order to, you know, gain the confidence of the coaches or, you know, gain more playing time. And for myself, being a seventh round pick, I had to kind of work from the bottom all the way up, which was special teams and, you know, all the bottom work, like I said. But just being competitive and going out there and showing the coaches that, you know, when the ball's thrown my way, I'm able to make plays.
Now, tell us about your experience at University of Nevada, Reno, and playing for Coach Ault, who is well known for his pistol formation on offense and is seen as a legendary college coach. How was that experience for you?
It was definitely a fun experience. You know, I had my ups and downs there, being that, you know,
mm-hmm.
my junior year was my first year there. We had a good record, and then my senior year, our record was, you know, so-and-so. But I had fun overall. You know, Coach Ault, he's a good guy. He taught us a lot, and, you know, he's going down in the history books, especially for inventing the pistol. And I know he's I think he's in Kansas City right now. I don't know exactly. I know.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That's the last I heard. I don't know.
Huh. I'll have to look into that. What do you think? Yeah, what aspects of college challenged you the most, both on and off the field? Richard, do I still have you?
Yeah.
Did you get that? What aspects of college challenged you the most, both on and off the field?
You know, just realizing that it's actually a job. You know, people think it's just all you're out there having fun, but you have to realize that you have to go to class and you have to do your schoolwork, and then you also have to remain focused and go out and practice. And, you know, just that aspect, you know, helped me out, or to realize how serious it was if I wanted to make it to the next level.
Now, looking back now, would you have done anything different in high school?
Well, you said, would I have done anything different?
Yeah, looking back now, you know, over your career, would you have done anything different in high school? Richard?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. So,
sorry,
so I was.
Must be the connection.
No, you're good. I was asking if looking back on your high school career, would you have changed anything?
Yes, I was saying I would have definitely focused more on my schoolwork. Coming out of high school, I had to take the junior college route just because I was a non-qualifier. But, you know, a lot of student athletes, they look past, you know, how important it is to, you know, do your schoolwork and have you remain with a high GPA. You know,
mm-hmm.
it definitely helps out when schools come and look at you to see if you're a qualifier to even, you know, attend their university. So I would say I would have definitely taken my classes more seriously.
Now, like you said, you did play at Bakersfield College. Did you feel that the JC experience helped you to get into that four-year program, both in the classroom and on the field?
Yes, in a way, but all 4 years. Nothing's better than going to university for, you know, 4 years opposed to just two, you know, being a junior college
mm-hmm.
transfer. So, like I said, I just wish I could have taken that back the way I, you know, performed with my classwork. You know, that way I would have been able to attend a four-year university out of high school.
Now, looking, what advice would you tell young athletes that maybe you had given, you know, coaches over the years that you feel would help incoming college players find success both on and off the field and just life in general?
I would just say just take nothing for granted. You know, a lot of people are talented out in the world. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
as you get closer to the NFL, it's a lesser group that actually get to play and perform on Sundays and Mondays and even Thursday nights now. But, you know, just take nothing for granted and, you know, just be the best that you can be at anything, whether it's, you know, in the classroom doing your work, turning your work every day, whether it's practicing, be the number one to each position group and you know, just, you know, work hard and overall remain positive and, you know, good things will come your way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's great to stay humble, guys out there, that you could be the top of the heap, but just remember, keep grinding always. So do you think once you had the success in at Nevada, do you think it was more based off your talent or your work ethic?
I would say both. You know, at the same time, college, you know, I mean, NFL scouts, they come and see the talent, but they also ask around about, you know, your work ethic. Does this guy, you know, perform well during tests, or does he compete at practice? You know, so I would say both. You know, I know when I practiced, I was a competitor, and
mm-hmm.
I know my talent level was also high as well.
Yeah, you were all over the place watching you play ball and on route. So I guarantee this kid was very fun to watch in college. So and still continues to be fun watching you play on Sundays, and it's great to see that you have made it this far. Now, Richard, tell me this. Did you feel prepared in high school for this recruiting process? Because there's a lot that goes with it.
I wouldn't say prepared, because once it actually hits and you know, you're actually being recruited by, you know, a number of schools, it's fast
mm-hmm.
and it's a lot, you know. And luckily I was able to have, you know, my sister's help, and she was able to help me throughout the way. But, you know, with people that don't have help, you know, I just encourage them to, you know, reach out to someone that they respect and trust, you know, to help them out with, you know, future decisions. But myself, I feel like, you know, I don't think I was ready, just because it's a lot. Like I said, it's a lot. You know, schools are coming left to right trying to talk to you about, hey, come to my school, hey, come to this school, and then you're taking trips, and it's just a lot, you know. And like I said, I would encourage people that are going through that process to reach out to whoever they respect, ultimately, you know, with future decisions.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what school sent you your first letter?
No, I don't remember. I committed to Oregon out of high school, though, so that's why I regret not doing my schoolwork, because I wasn't able to go.
Exactly, and I was actually going to bring that up, because, well, now that you just did. So you know, Oregon was looking at you. How did that process go with Oregon? And ultimately, of course, you couldn't go, but how did they come about, you know, trying to get you to play for them?
Basically, you know, actually, they were going to school to watch a different kid that we were playing, I forgot the team and the kid's name, but this is what the recruiter told me. He was saying that they were going to watch a different kid, and then they saw me, and then the next day they pretty much offered. I had the offer letter and everything, and I took a trip, pretty much fell in love with the university and the staff out there and the whole program itself. And, you know, I don't know. What's not to love about Oregon? And like I said, they sent the offer letter, and I was pretty much there with open arms, you know. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to, you know, receive that scholarship.
In high school, did you feel college was just a stepping stone for the pros, or were you excited about attending college and the learning environment it was going to bring you?
Being that, you know, I've always said since I was little that I wanted to be an NFL player, I feel like it was a stepping stone. But, you know, it being in college, I definitely think it humbles you and teaches you a lot about how to just be an adult in general. You know, you had a lot of responsibilities. You know, once you graduate high school and you're 18, you know, everything is on you. You know, your responsibility level increases. And I think a lot of people don't understand that as well, that, you know, you have to go out there and, you know, live in the real world. You know, you're not just going to have everything paid for. And, you know, just to be able to accept a scholarship and be a student athlete, you know, I think people should, you know, they should, you know, appreciate that more than, you know, what I've seen. We should appreciate it more and actually, you know, take advantage of getting a degree and going out there and being something other than, you know, just an athlete.
That's some great advice, Richard. Thank you for that, because, I mean, it's so important for young guys to realize football is great and everything that comes with it, but at some point we got to realize what's going to come after our playing done, you know, our playing days are over. Now, Richard, a couple more questions, and then I will let you go. But what would you tell a player who asked you what you thought was the most important factor that you did to get noticed by college coaches?
What was the most important factor? I would say just, you know, being ultimately focused on game day and realizing and telling yourself that, you know, go out there and give it 110%, whether it's special teams or, you know, making a play on offense or defense, you know, just whenever, and myself being a receiver, whenever the ball is thrown away, try to catch every ball and make something happen with it. The advice I would give is just always work hard, always be out there giving 110%, because you never know who's in the stands watching you on each play. You know, they could be scouting a kid that we just want to see how he runs down on kickoff. We want to see when he's tired, if he's sprinting down the field still, because ultimately in the NFL, that's what it is. You know, you're tired, and they want the guys that are in the fourth quarter when your gas tank's going empty, if you can still, you know, act like it's full and sprint down and make a play. So that's the advice I would give.
Now, last question. What would you tell a young Richard Matthews who's striving to get where you are right now? One piece of advice.
I would just say, like I said earlier, take nothing for granted. You know, take advantage of every situation you're in, as far as school in general. That was my biggest thing, was schoolwork and, you know, doing my work and everything and being focused enough to, you know, turn in every assignment, study for every test. You know, just like I said, I would just tell them to focus in and do all your work and take nothing for granted.
Richard, it has been a pleasure to talk with you again, and we definitely appreciate you coming on and taking the time to do this.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Ashley. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, and travel safe.
Yeah, hopefully we get the W.
Absolutely. I will be watching.
I appreciate it.
Guys, thank you for tuning in tonight. We have we're really ecstatic. I'm glad that he could come on, because it was a little while that I had kept pushing him to come on. So I'm definitely excited to bring him on. Richard, And as well, we have some great things going on with BYGP. It's blowing up right now. We're excited to announce that we will be hosting a BYGP recruiting experience at San Jose State University on Saturday, October 4th. That is next Saturday, guys. This experience will include game tickets, sideline passes, and meet and greet with San Jose State and UNLV coaches. If you are not a BYGP athlete, your name is already in the hat for the drawing. But if you are not a BYGP athlete, please check us out at our website, www.beforeyougopro.com, for more information on how you can get started. BYGP TV will be on the scenes at the Cal vs. Colorado game this weekend, capturing some fun and excitement from that event. On Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time, we have Jay Foreman back on the show. Jay was a standout linebacker at the University of Nebraska and was drafted in 1999 in the fifth round by the Buffalo Bills. Jay went on to play for the Texans, the Giants, and the 49ers and played a total of 8 years in the NFL. He currently is staying busy as a business owner, his foundation educating both youth and adults about diabetes, and during the football season, he works with the Houston Texans and University of Nebraska as a football analyst. Don't miss out on some key advice from those who've been where you're wanting to go. Seek out those people who have made the journey before and learn as much as you can to find success. This is Ashley Goodman signing off for BYGP and the rest of the BYGP team. Have a good night.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. All y'all girls.